Quickly the days that are numbered pass by. So quickly the days of God's judgment draw nigh. So heal us of danger we're living today. God's love and mercy we're throwing away. Men are so busy with worldly achievement. The mercies of Jesus they daily down trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Well, he warned off the dangers that lie in their path, but they heed not the mercy and the kindled God's wrath. Pleasures of this world is their only care, for where you have pleasure, their hearts will be there. Men are so busy with worldly achievement, the mercies of Jesus they daily don't trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, where fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievement, the mercies of Jesus they daily don't trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, where fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercies of Jesus they daily don't trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercies of Jesus they daily don't trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. On those who so carelessly forgotten their God.
That song is very timely.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trembling out the barley where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed his faithful life of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. I have seen him in the wilds of the 100,000 camp. They have built him an altar in the evening dews and dim. I have read his righteous sentence by the gleaming, glaring lamp. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah. His truth is marching on. He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never sound defeat. He is sifting out the hearts of all before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea. With the glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free. While God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Moving us on, he is leading the way. It's a way we have never gone before. There are mountains to climb, there are valleys to cross, and before us he has placed an open door. God is moving us on. He is leading the way. It's a way we have never gone before. There are mountains to climb, there are valleys to cross, and before us he has placed an open door. God is moving us on. He is leading the way. It's a way we have never gone before. There are mountains to climb, there are valleys to cross, and before us he has placed an open door. We're not home yet, children, so keep your eyes upon the Savior. Just a few more days to labor, and we'll sit down beside the river. How I long to be with Jesus, and our loved ones gone before. There's a better day a-coming, we're not home yet. We're not home yet, children. So keep your eyes upon the Savior. Just a few more days to labor, and we'll sit down beside the river. How I long to be with Jesus, and our loved ones gone before. There's a better day yet coming. We're not home yet. We're not home yet, children, so keep your eyes upon the Savior. Just a few more days to labor, and I'll sit down beside the river. How I long to be with Jesus, and our loved ones gone before. There's a better day yet coming. We're not home yet.
But until now,
My heart
will go on singing, but until then, with joy I'll carry on, until the day my eyes behold the city, until the day God calls me home. But until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on. Until the day my eyes behold that city. Until the day God calls me home. But until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on. Until the day my eyes behold that city. Until the day God calls me home.
Deception. We're living in the hour of deception. And Jesus warned us, eh? He said the deception will be so great that if it could be possible, the very elect would be deceived. Mm-hmm. See, you and I, we cannot be deceived because we've been predestinated to make it through the jungle. And that's why there's such a darkness out there. And so many delusions, delusional spirits. Jesus said, if you can't accept truth, then God will send them a strong delusion that they'll believe a lie. And that's the hour we're living in. It's a very, very critical hour, that, especially if you're not spiritual minded.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful to the Lord that He brought you back, that He brought you on board. I could have never made it without you. Back prior to 2005, I didn't even know you existed. I didn't know there was such a person as you on planet Earth. I just know one thing. I was pretty much wore out because I've been fighting this fight since the early 90s, and since the Lord put me on this journey and this course. And nobody stood with me. My whole family just didn't want to have nothing to do with me. And well, I'll chug it along then. So forever and a day till from 1991 till 2005, I got to know you, and then the Lord brought you on board. I'm so grateful. Like I said, I could have never made it without you. I didn't know there was such a person around as you, that when you come up to the age of accountability and you were asked, where every girl wants to get married and things like that, and then you were asked, what are you going to do with your life, Lauren? Are you going to get married or what? And he answered your brother and he told him, no, I think I'll see what Jesus has for me.
Mm-hmm.
And where on planet Earth will you find a young girl just in the prime of life, you know, and people want to get married and have children and a family. You didn't want no part of that. You wanted see what the Lord will have for you. And that's one in a million, you know, if you can even find one in a million that'll do that. So, and you've been a tremendous asset, like I say. Without you, this program would not go nowhere. I'd be here by myself, because even to this day, there's nobody that would support me, that would even want to have anything to do with me. My family, like I said, they didn't want to have nothing to do with them. With me, I invited them on board, and they didn't want no part of that. So here you are. The Lord honed you out from before the foundation of the world, and I always knew somehow deep in my soul I'm going to run into somebody that's going to be on page with me. In the meantime, like I keep saying, I had to just chug it alone. Sometimes I had somebody who would come along, but then they ended up stabbing me in the back, and you couldn't trust them. But like for you, I'm so grateful that the Lord would bring you on board. And then now you, I guess you were on a fast for for 40 days, and today is your first day when you can eat something. For that, that's quite the feat. That's not, that's easier said than done. Mm-hmm. Fasting for 40 days and just fasting for the Lord, really, and see what the, just bring us into another other dimension. That's usually what happens when you're fasting. And but 40 days fasting, that's quite an accomplishment. I remember a few years back you tried it, that you could only make it up to 30 days. And I kind of knew you're not going to make it back then. That was about 10 years ago. And the Lord told me to take some vegetable juice with me because you're going to need it. And sure enough, 3 days into the trip, somewhere down in South Carolina, I had to go into the truck stop and get some juice because you gotta be careful that you don't starve yourself and affects your organs. And when the Lord puts you on a fast, you're going to make it. I could tell this time He put you on a fast and He made it 40 days and today's the first day you can eat for 40 days. It's quite a feat. It's mm-hmm. quite an accomplishment. It's not just, it's easier said than done. So, mm-hmm. so today you can eat. I'm fasting too, but I can't fast 40 days. Did that about 10, 15 years ago. The Lord put me on a fast 3 years in a row for 40 days. And I know what it's like. And I think after 40 days, I didn't want to eat anymore. And I think mm-hmm. I went to 42 days, and then I thought I better start eating something because, you know, you might starve yourself to death without even knowing it. So, it, like I say, when you think about it, when you start out, oh man, it looks like an impossible thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's not easy.
Yeah, when you look back now, it's, we started in August, mm-hmm. and it's now October. Mm-hmm. It looks like a long time, and sometimes some days are very tough. You just have to make it through the day, and the next day looks a little better. And then you can, okay, I think I can do it till 40. And, you know, it's like you said, it's not an easy feat, but I guess it's not an impossible feat. So if God helps you along the journey,
mm-hmm. So what our mission is not like you were saying back in the day. I'll see what the Lord has for me, and then He brings you on board, and that's all what our mission is. We're about the Lord's business, and when they see us, their mind goes right into the gutter, and they think it's a sex. Well, that's the last thing we're interested in is sex, because when you made your decision, you want to follow Jesus, you put that completely out of your life, that sex and that marriage and all that, whatever is involved in it, and you decided you'll do like Mary back in the Bible when Jesus told her, Martha, you were putting in a lot of effort, but Mary here, she chose the better part. That's what you can say about you. You chose the better part, and someday, you know, there'll be a reward for it, much like it says. And that song, Yahweh Tzidkiyah, and for luck at the Anemot. Because it's a privilege, what is saying to the land, it's a privilege to be able to have carried you, like mm-hmm. for the earth and the hills and the valleys and the mountains, to the mountains were privileged that they were able to entertain you, kind of thing. That's what they're trying to say. But anyway, we want to talk today about deception. So we just go to the Lord, Heavenly Father. We just give you thanks for this another day of life. We thank you for all the things that you do and have done for us, Lord. We thank you for Lorraine, that you brought her through this 40-day fast, and that you brought her on board to continue on with your program, Lord. But truly, Lord, this is not our program. This is your program. And we've given you completely control over our lives, over everything that we say and do, our finances, Lord. We just pray you just continue to use us for your honor and for your glory. Do with us as you see fit. Help us most of all with your word, Lord, that we're able to bring it out and away in this age of deception, that we'd be able to see it in such a way that it'll resonate within the hearts of the people, Lord. That's why you always ask that you would give that increase, because we could only do so much. If you don't put it on the hearts of the people that this is that, then all we're doing is beating our gums together, Lord. So we just continue to pray for that, that you'll give that increase and anoint and inspire and put it on the hearts of the people that this is that. And I just pray you'll open their hearts and their mind, that they'll be able to see that the God of this world has blinded them, that the glorious light of the gospel cannot shine through. And just pray you'll open their understanding, Lord. And just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, there's a scripture there where it says, if it be possible, Jesus said it himself. He was talking about the end time. That's mm-hmm. the hour. Right now, we're not in it. It's not up the road. We're right in the midst of it. Mm-hmm. Right in the highlight of it. That's why there's such a dark and such an age of deception. I was reading, I think I told you yesterday about that, that Clint Eastwood. And everybody knows Clint Eastwood. I somehow went leaving through the YouTube, and there he let everybody know that the Lord came to him and he saved him. And he got it wasn't some big hallelujah thing. It was just simply a friend of his told him, Clint, you gotta maybe give the Lord a chance. And he kept talking to him over the years, and apparently had some kind of a faith. Pretty hard to have a faith in Hollywood, because he was this great actor, and he was always the tough guy, you know, mm-hmm. and fistful of dollars. I've seen most of his movies, and here I find out the Lord found him, or he found the Lord, and he gave his life to the Lord, and very mature. You could tell it was very solid. It wasn't just a hypothetical, charismatic Billy Graham kind of a conversion. The Lord had been dealing with him, and finally one evening he just surrendered to the Lord. And I was glad to hear that, and then I read his testimony, and I could kind of resonate with him, and I could kind of identify with him, because I think the way he said everything, it made sense. It's the same thing that happened to us, you know. It's just one day the Lord came by and gave us eternal life and saved our soul from hell and from death and all that stuff, and he gave us his Holy Ghost, and he gave us the scriptures, and he let us come to contact with Brother Branham and all that. That's our journey, but apparently he's going on his journey. And then yesterday I went and on YouTube, and here Clint Eastwood is on there speaking. Before, it was the other day, I was just reading it, and I could tell it was genuine. But yesterday I went down there and I listened to him, and apparently Jesus came to him. I told you about it, or you listened to it, and he said that's AI, it's not really him. And then I thought about it, and then when I listened to his old conversation, it was all this lovey-dovey stuff. They could tell it wasn't real, because we've had experience with AI. Sometimes we'd have a conversation here, and we'd tell AI back in the day when we had them just a few minutes, and then we'd tell AI to translate it, do it in his language, and sometimes he refused to do it because we had a devil in there, we said something mm-hmm. that he didn't agree with,
right.
And that's all that AI is. That AI is not of God, it's of the devil, and they took that testimony that Clint Eastwood had, because everybody knows Clint Eastwood is a very popular actor. Mm-hmm. He's always a tough guy, and he's very well known, and so what AI does, they take and they pretend it's his testimony, because he's got a lot of clout, he's got a lot of things. And you know, if it wasn't for you, I would have probably been hoodwinked and believed it. But then I told you about it, and you could pick it up right away, because, of course, you've been fasting for 40 days, and then your mind and your vision is so crystal clear that you could pick up things and the spirit, and you told me that's AI, that's not real, that's really not him speaking. It looks like it's him speaking, but it's not. That's what AI does. It takes these people that are very popular, like Elon Musk, and they And they use his, pretend it's him speaking, but it's really not him speaking. It's AI. And all, when I was done with it, and he was done speaking, and I had time to, like, you warned me, it's AI, it's not real. And then I had time to sit back and evaluate it, and I realized it's this, it's deception.
Mm-hmm.
Just part of that word that Jesus said, if it would be possible, the very elect would be deceived. And people out there, they listen to him, and they believe it, and they think it's from God. Because, of course, he said Jesus came to him. Now he's a man of clout, and he's a man that's popular, and he just got converted. And then Jesus came to him, and it looks real, but when you analyze and you step back, it's one thing he did. There's still lots of time left, and things like that. What it is, it's kind of a lovey-dovey. Like, we get these emails sometimes, and they accuse us of having hate and no love, you know. But we're not in that lovey-dovey chapter, you know. That lovey-dovey chapter, that's not for real. That's just Satan behind it, trying to get you to agree with everybody.
That's right.
We don't hate anybody. We love everybody. But I tell you what, we're sure not agreeing with it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not agreeing with the homosexuals and the transgenders and all that filth that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, like I say, we get emails sometimes and accuse us of having hate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't hate nobody. But we're not in that lovey-dovey stuff. We don't have a soft gospel. We have the truth.
Mm-hmm.
We have the truth that God sent the prophet. Nobody wants to hear it. But then we have a truth that God sent the chief apostle. Nobody wants to hear that. And then we tell people what they taught us. We tell them about the church age of Laodicea. Laodicea is spewed out. Laodicea is desperately, and it's dead, and it's spewed out. There's nothing in Laodicea anymore. That church thing out there, these preachers out there, they're nothing but tables of vomit when it comes right down to it. Because here we are, living in the end of time, living where everybody is, that's like that saying, that song here says, men are so busy with earthly achievements. And we're just trying to yank people back into the reality of things that the grace age has ended. We're in the week of Daniel, and the Lord is about ready to take his bride home. And here, people are talking about things that's so useless, like I say, their tables of vomit because of the hour we're living in. Maybe 50, 60 years ago, what they're saying had maybe some impact, but not in the hour we're living in. They will never tell the people the things that you and I are telling them, because we're telling people the truth. We're telling the people the meat that is due and the hour and time that we're now living in.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's not such a, it's not a very common gospel, what we're saying. And today, we want to talk about the deception that's out there so rampant. And just like exactly what Jesus said, it would deceive the very elect. So you can imagine what the world of deception that we're living in.
That's right. And the scripture is in Matthew 24:24. It says, for false Christs and false prophets will appear, and they will provide great signs and wonders so as to deceive, if possible, even the elect, God's chosen ones. So that's how strong that deception is. And I was thinking, it reminds me so much of back in the days of Elijah, when Ahab was king over Israel, and Elijah was the prophet, and he came to this, they came to this showdown. See, the Israelites were so deceived and delusioned that they thought those false prophets, those 450, were actually of God.
Uh-huh.
And even Elijah said to them, he said, how long held ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. See, they were so deceived. And that's the same way in this hour that a prophet came to this land. Brother Branham was God's prophet for the church age of Laodicea. But when you will look now, he's classified as a false prophet. That's how much the devil has infiltrated into the minds of people and deceived them. And it's such a strong delusion, it just takes people down. If they are not grounded on things that are real. Like growing up, my mom, the older I get, the more I understand my mom. She, it was, everything to her was right and wrong. It was mm-hmm. either right or it was wrong. Mm-hmm. It was either black or white. There was no in between with my mom. And mm-hmm. growing up now and getting older, I understand my mother more and more, and I come to appreciate it more and more in the age of deception that we are now living, because it keeps you grounded. If you have nothing in your life that has grounded you, then you are going to take that river, that flood is going to take you right along with it. That's why Jesus said, if possible, it would deceive even the very elect. So that lets you know that the deception is very, very great and intense. And that's what it reminded me so much of Elijah when he went up against those 400 false prophets. The Baal, they worship Baal there because Jezebel, she wasn't even an Israelite. She was a foreigner, and Ahab married her because of political reasons. And so she introduced all those false Baal into the children of Israel and caused them to sin. So they were having this rendezvous. So the showdown there at Mount Carmel. Who is God? Mm-hmm. So God's going to vindicate himself. Who is God? And they were shouting all day. And they were cutting themselves, even injuring themselves, just to make Baal ignite their altar. But no, Baal reared his head. That's how that false god is. That's how that deceiving spirit out is. It never delivers.
Amen.
And Elijah just went up calmly and started making an altar. And when he was finished making that altar, just according to scripture, according to the word of God. And that's what we follow, the word of God. That's what's been given to us, restored to us by that prophet that God sent to this age. That spirit of Elijah, it's the same spirit of Elijah that came to us here in this end time. And this mm-hmm. Elijah here, he said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their hearts back again. And then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. See, they had to come to this showdown in order mm-hmm. to realize who God is. And that charismatic deceptive spirit out there is so strong and so delusional. And we can read it in Thessalonians, what God will send, a strong delusion. And that's what you see throughout the land. Why? Because they rejected God's prophet. And you can see it even down in Grace and Truth with Tim Relaford. A strong delusion. The guy thinks he's got it, but he doesn't.
Yeah, we were just holding on it, like back in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8, because they refuse to accept truth, mm-hmm. it's then, first truth is presented to the people. See, we're presenting the people truth. Mm-hmm. And if you reject this, what God will do, he'll send you a strong delusion that you're actually going to believe
a
lie.
Right.
We had people come through here like that Randy. We told them the truth. We told them where it's at. But he could not shake He was so overtaken with that strong delusion that he was trying to convince us that the earth is flat. Mm-hmm. And what God does then, he just gives them over to a mind that's depraved. And then he resents me an email, accused us of having sex. Somebody apparently said somebody saw us and what, I don't know. To me, it didn't make sense, his whole conversation. Are you going to have to apologize all around the world for living in adultery? And he was serious. Mm-hmm. See, but see what it is. He doesn't recognize that he's demon-possessed. Yeah, he doesn't recognize that it's that false delusion, because we tried to get him to go back and apologize to that preacher from Miami for giving him a rough time all his life. Mm-hmm. And he refused to do that, and because he refused to move the direction that the Lord wanted him to go. And he knows that's what he needed to do, because he more or less told him that's exactly what he's going to do after we baptize him. And how. But see, if you don't move in the direction the Lord moves, he'll send you a strong delusion. Mm-hmm. It's not the devil that sends you that delusion. It's the God himself, because you rejected the truth. And it's the same thing to this day. If you reject what we're saying here, like we've been beating the drums here forever and a day, and if you reject that, there's only one thing left for you to do. Mm-hmm. God will send you a strong delusion that you will actually believe a lie. And believe you me, there are lots of lies out there. That AI and that deceptive hour that we're living in, God will just present it to you, and you're gonna lap it up like a dog laps water. And because when God sends you a strong delusion, I can talk till I'm blue in the face, it's not going to do nothing. That's why we're such a critical time. Like I say, we sometimes get emails and no love, and then they try to present us with that lovey-dovey gospel. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a lovey-dovey gospel. It's a serious gospel that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. It's black and white. It's either death or life, and that's the hour we're now living in. Mm-hmm. We're living in such a tremendous spirit of delusion out there. Deception.
Mm-hmm. And we were kind of listening to Trump yesterday. He was he had a round table with people that have encountered Antifa, and it's actually real. It's in America, and it has infiltrated everything. Like even the police don't do anything if the citizens in some places, they can't even walk across the street in fear of being mobbed, battered, and severely injured. And that's how real it is. And there's people that have been fighting against it for 10 years now. I believe they said something that it came about maybe 2007. That's when they first started noticing Antifa. And it's real in America, and the media covers it up. Mm-hmm. See, that's another way that the deception is, that the media covers up the truth and they present people with a lie, and people, they think there's nothing wrong, and there is. Like, there's so much wrong going on in America that the media covers it up, that you don't hear it. And then the people that are actually trying to expose it to the people, they get hushed up and silenced. And you can see how the devil is doing it with us. He's trying to silence us and keep us irrelevant, mm-hmm. so that the truth does not get out. And he's very successful at it because of the age that we're living in. It's a very deceptive age. And what happens is when people say love, you should love everybody. See, that's contrary to what I see in the Word of God in many ways. Is because when you look at what has happened in America with Antifa, what has transpired, because they let down the standards. See, when you let down the standards of the rule of law, what is right and wrong, if you abuse American citizens, if you brutalized. If you go against the rule of law, there are consequences, right? So that's how you can see that what that watered down gospel does. Mm-hmm. It makes the law ineffective and weak. Mm-hmm. And that's, I can compare it and I can see it, what it does in the sense of this Christianity. That's why that has the lovey-dovey weak Christianity, soft Christianity has produced that result of Antifa. And the rule of law has been weakened because of that. If you can see how right and wrong, it's black or white. If you do wrong, there's going to be consequences. You don't love, you know, of course you love, but it does not, you don't love it to promote wrong.
Right.
You know, so if you can see the picture of what that watered down soft Christianity produces, it is not a good picture.
I went through 10 years of that, like I was telling you the other day, and when I found salvation back in 1971, mm-hmm. I thought, man, I really found something. First thing I'm going to do, I'm going to tell my siblings about it. Mm-hmm. And boy, I hit a brick wall, and they didn't want no part of that. In fact, they wanted to take me to the mental hospital. Mm-hmm. I was crazy. And I was having a good time, and then for about 2, 3, 4 years, I tried my level best to convince them about Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And then I couldn't even my foot in the door. And then I decided, well, if I can't win them this way, I'll join them and then I'll win them. And I got into this lovey-dovey atmosphere. Mm-hmm. This lovey, you gotta love everybody, no matter how they live, no matter what they do. No, what I should have done, I should have continued to separate myself from them. So I got involved with my brother, and he was living high in the hog, and before I know it, I was in the same gutter that he was in. You can't fight with that thing. You can't join that Tifa thing. You can't enjoy like I did with my brother. And then for 10 years, I almost destroyed myself. I developed cancer and had all some health issues. And all because one day I gave in. I said, well, if I can't win them, I'll join them and then I'll win them. It doesn't work. This lovey-dovey gospel does not work, because back in the day, how Antifa got in, it was this lovey-dovey gospel. Mm-hmm. You got to love everybody. You got to embrace everybody. And that story that Trump had about that, let that snake into your house,
that's,
you know,
right.
into mm-hmm. the baby pen. And before you know it, the snake had that little child killed. And that's the same thing with Antifa and all these movements. Black Lives Matter and all these movements are completely brought on by Satan. It's
mm-hmm.
And it's a judgment seat of Christ, because back in the day when they rejected the prophet of the day, it went downhill. And the same thing with the other right. They rejected. When I introduced them, told them about Brother Branham and about God sending a prophet, they made a mockery and they kicked mm-hmm. me out. You know, you got till sundown to get out here. That's all good and well. That's all part of the program. That's all that other right thing has ever been. It was never of God. It was always of Satan. Behind is the spirit of Satan. And when we talk like that, they think we're blessing. They think we hate them. They think everything what they want. But see, we're telling people the truth, because we care about people.
Yeah.
And if you care about somebody, you tell them the truth, even if it costs you your life. And that's what caused Jesus got crucified, because he was telling the people the truth. That's why they stoned Stephen. He was telling them the truth. That's what we're doing. We're telling people the truth. And don't try to introduce us to this lovey-dovey stuff, because we know throughout history what it produces.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the devil starts. He comes on with a lovey-dovey gospel. That's what you see out there. That's what that charismatic is all about. They never like opposition. They never like confrontation. They can't handle it. And then they bring in this lovey-dovey. Oh, he's got no love.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah,
that's ours. That's what mm-hmm. we do here. We care about people, and we tell them mm-hmm. the truth.
Amen. And that's what love is all about. Love corrects. Love chastens. I know what God, how God chastens you. Why does he do that? Because he loves you. and He wants to the very best for you. And I could see many of those attributes in my mom. And because she knew this world out here is not an easy world, and you got to somehow make it. And you can't make it with being wishy-washy. Mm-hmm. You have to know what you believe and stand on what you believe and stand firm, because that tide, that charismatic tide that was set out to deceive after the 60s when America rejected the message of that spirit of Elijah that was here on earth, then that charismatic rider, that pale horse rider, that lovey-dovey, wishy-washy, soft, lukewarm Christianity was set out to deceive. And that's what we're combating every day, is that deception that is out there. And we're going to keep on doing it.
Yeah.
Because we know what the results of it brings. We know when Brother Jackson went off the scene, what happened. Mm-hmm. And we can see the life of Tim Relaford. That's the result of doing compromising with things that are not true.
Amen to that. And we're just trying to hold the fort here. That's our job. And like I say, we've been telling people the truth, and we're hanging on to the truth that has been delivered to us. And here in these closing days of time, God has given us that commission. Remember the things you have been taught. Remember you have been taught them from, and hold on to the things that we have been taught. And separate yourself. He gave you that scripture. Separate yourself from these people that bring in false doctrine, that teach contrary. And that's exactly what we did. We separate ourselves from all that junk, that fall out, and now we're just the two of us by ourselves, and we're just doing our job. We're just doing what we're honed out to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we, like I say, yesterday, we're doing our level best to keep holding on to the things, because we're engulfed in such a darkness. It's not coming. It's here.
Mm-hmm.
That civil war that the Bible, George Washington talks about, that's not coming. It's here. It's begun starting up already. It's going on in Portland and Chicago and the different states. And it's going to affect Canada too. I don't think that Canada is going to get it bad, because they're just as bad as they are in the States. But you see, America has been known now to be that shining city on the hill. And the devil knows that. So what does he do? He brings out all that filth into America. All this transgender and all everything that you can think of. And now, what God is doing now, He's cleaning up that America to bring it back to what the founders started in the first place. And He said it's going to be, when this civil war is done, America will be the America that it was meant to be, that was designed to be. It'll be that shining city on a hill. It'll be a prosperous place. It'll be the place to live in. But see what's going to happen. What's happening? We're right in the transition period. We're right in the time where God will separate the sheep from the goats, and all that stuff out there. This Trump hating and truth hating environment. It's all going to go right into the lake of fire, because we're living in that era of time when the Lord is going to come down and take Satan and throw him down into hell, and then it'll be a world without the devil around, without all that dragon speaking America speaking as a dragon. All that stuff is going to be removed, because the Bible says so. There's coming a time Satan has been given exactly 6,000 years to do his thing, and when the 6,000 years are up, there's no more devil. Just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
You still have the human nature that you're going to have to deal with throughout the millennium, because it's part of the human nature. And at the end of the millennium, the devil comes and he takes those that have not committed their life to the Lord, and he takes them and he deceives them. And that's after the millennium, where Satan is loose and he comes back and he takes it and he deceives these people again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, we're just following the program. We're just following the blueprint. But God's rich in mercy has given us, has woken us up over the years. He woke me up back in 71 when he saved me, told me to get up at 6 o'clock and read the Bible. I've read the Bible all my life. I know what's in that book. I know exactly the footprints through the Bible, you know. Mm-hmm. And we're telling people about what's coming on, what's going on out there. If we didn't tell them, oh man, I tell you, it'll all go into darkness. There's nothing left out there. You see, right. The people that came out from Brother Jackson, they're even worse than the Mennonites. There's just nothing there. It's sad to think about what it has become, mm-hmm. but the Lord let me, and the Lord gave me that dream where he saw these minefields, and all these minefields are up, all these preachers are doing now. They came out from under the umbrella of Brother Jackson. All they are, they're trying to destroy everything Brother Jackson ever taught. And mm-hmm. see, the Lord, they give me that warning. And here we are, just holding on to the fort, living in a world of deception of such magnitude that it would even deceive the very elect. And we're not going to change our program, you know, because mm-hmm. God is in charge of the program. Mm-hmm. He lets us know. He let me know about that AI yesterday and the fact that you were fasting and you picked it up right away. Well, it took me a day to digest it and observe it. And when I step back, all it says is that AI took that voice of Clint Eastwood, now that he's the man in the Christian era, in the Christian dimension, so to speak, and they take his voice, pretending it's him, and they give this big story that AI does, and you picked it up right away. It took me a couple hours to digest and digest it and observe this thing. Mm-hmm. Then I got it too. It's just that lovey-dovey best, that lovey-dovey gospel that's brought on by Satan. Satan doesn't come in with a fork and a mm-hmm. straw hat. He comes on so deceptive. That's why it says even the very elect would be deceived. And we're living in that hour. It's not coming. We're right in it, and we're going to fight until we can't fight no more. We'll fight to the bitter end. Mm-hmm. That's why we fast, because to get our senses clear, to get to see reality for what it is. That's why we sing these German songs that were written back in the 1500s, because back then everything was black and white. There was not this gray horse that had not been riding yet. Back then it was under the main beast, and like I say, things were black and white back then. That's why the Lord woke me up, told me to go back and sing these songs. It's their prayer, and they yank us into reality. This modern gospel, this modern Christianity is exactly what I keep saying over and over again. It's nothing but tables of vomit. When you take it and you observe it all in the light of the gospel, and the light of these songs that were written back in the 1500s, mm-hmm. this thing out there is just charismatic. It's just exactly what Peter warned us about and Paul warned us about. The illusional spirits of such magnitude that they deceive the very elect. That's all that charismatic thing is. It's mm-hmm. delusion. Mm-hmm. It's pretending. It's like that Drendy out there. He's living in a world of delusion. Comes here and tries to tell us that the earth is flat. Mm-hmm. And he's still with that ideology. Because mm-hmm. God sends him a strong delusion that there'll be a little bit of lie. If you don't want truth, that's what takes over. Delusions take mm-hmm. you over. Just like the Brenham, back in the day when Brother Brenham left the scene, the Lord took him, and they refused to acknowledge that it was Brother Jackson that God used. So what did he do? God just simply gives them a strong delusion, and he gives them to believe in that Bruce Serpent. That's all they're preaching, that Bruce Serpent. They don't even know it. They think they're doing God a service. Mm-hmm. But see, you and I, we're living in reality. We don't live in that gray area. That's why we keep going back to these old songs that were saying, that were given to the human race when things were still black and white. Mm-hmm. Now nothing is black and white anymore.
That's right. Heavenly Father, we just come before you. We just had a little conversation on all the delusions that are out there, Lord, and we just want to make people aware of what the devil has done to deceive people, and because people have refused to believe the truth, that you send out a strong delusion that people believe a lie, Lord. And we just want to clear up the cobwebs of what's really going on in the world scene, And in the realm of Christianity, this lukewarm Christianity, so we just want to expose it and bring every thought under the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. We just give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.